Welcome to Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Yares. Every week on Arkansas Talent Conversations, we spotlight and present members of the Arkansas Talent Database. Our conversations include artists, actors, independent filmmakers, along with other arts and entertainment professionals here in the state of Arkansas. From Low Gap Media, outside Clinton, Arkansas, this is Arkansas Talent Conversations. Our guest today is Casey Casera and Timothy C. Jones, producer and directors from the Space Station and the Color of Blood movie. Guys, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for having us, Kevin.
It's Casera, by the way.
Casera. Thank you. I was practicing that downstairs, too, and I told him, he just gave me a kick in the leg. I told him to do that. So how did you guys get together as a production team?
Well, it was kind of fortuitous.
I met TC at UCA. I'm a student at the University of Central Arkansas, film major, and working on a project, a music video. It's been about a year and a half ago, and I needed someone to help with the sound on it, and met TC, and it just kind of started from there.
I thought the project sounded cool, and I was into audio, and we just got together, and here we are.
I mean, it's all right.
Well, you guys aren't really the typical college students either. I mean, you're not to give away anyone's ages here, but when I went back to school, I was 30. I was called a non-traditional student.
Right, that's what they call us, too. I don't mind telling my age. I'm 46, be 47 in May. I was a nurse for many, many years. I still am a nurse, but I went back to school pretty much full time, and that's what I'm doing now.
What drove you back to want to just to change your career and the interest in film? Or
well, I've been always since a kid. I've always been interested in. And movies, early on, my grandfather had one of the little wind-up Brownie 8mm cameras, and we ran around and made vampire movies and little short films and that type of thing. And then when I went on to junior high and high school, we produced a Super 8 film that's a remake of Lon Chaney Jr.'s The Wolfman, 45 minutes long, and we had a cast of about 12 people, and we filmed all over Austin, Texas, and it's always been something that I've been passionate about, but for many years I didn't do anything and just wondered how I would be able to really do something like this, because it is quite an undertaking to do films. I mean, everybody today has a camera, but to really get the full production value out of a story, it can be pretty intensive, and it was always a bit daunting task for me to think about doing it. But I just made up my mind that if you're going to do something, let's get on with it. So
right, right. What about you, TC? What drove you back to school in film?
Well, the early part of the turn of the century, 2000. I decided I wanted to go to school for a computer degree, so I got my associates in CIS at Pulaski Tech, North Little Rock, and got my associates and decided, hey, this isn't going to do it, because everybody was, they wanted a bachelor's. So I waited a couple of years, and then I thought, hey, let's go to UCA, and I found out about their film program, and here I am. I mean, it's been a great journey. It's really.
And so since that music video that brought the two of you together, The Color of Blood is your first, you want to say, co-production, so to speak, or?
Well, actually, the Space Station movie is what we first really jumped into, a pretty big project. The film's going to be about half an hour long. We shot it last summer, and we're still in post-production right now. Of course, a lot of the projects in school have kind of taken precedence over the post-production on the space station. However, for all of those people out there listening that were involved in the project, the space station, we are on target now. It's moving forward, and we anticipate a release for the space station somewhere in the middle of the summer, I would say, somewhere along that line.
Summer of 2010 is what you're looking for a release date.
Right.
Now, we were talking earlier downstairs that you didn't, neither one of you wrote the space station, but you helped with the overall production, directing, and producing.
Actually, I was the producer of the film, and I primarily funded the film and got everyone together. Michael Sutterfield wrote the film, the screenplay, an adaptation from a short story that a friend of his, Bernard Reed, wrote. And Michael Sutterfield also directed that film. TC came on board as a co-producer and an editor, and so that's kind of where that went. And then The Color of Blood is a project for class, for our digital film 4 class that's taught by Professor Joe Dull at the university, who just wrote and directed a film that's a feature film that's going to be released, UCA's first feature film, Table at Luigi's. So there's all kinds of stuff going on out there, and you know, we're just excited to be a part of, just a small part of all of this.
We're here with Casey Kuchera and T.C. Jones on Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm getting back into The Color of Blood. That was, you wrote the screenplay for that, Casey?
Yes, I did. The screenplay came from it's loosely based on a true story that happened in 1914 in Texas. I took that story and just adapted it from an article, a tragic story that happened to a family in Texas.
When you approached that script and you were writing it, and of course you've already had a lot of directing behind you, when you were putting that down on paper, was your directing side coming out, or were you trying to concentrate more on the story of the script? In other words, were you thinking of camera shots when you were putting these words down?
I think that probably, you know, I had to say that I was thinking more about the story, because you have to have a good story for people to be interested in watching your film. You can have great lighting, you can have great camera work, great sound, great special effects, but if you don't have a story, all of that doesn't matter. So my focus really was to be able to tell a story that was compelling and interesting and kept your attention.
Well, The Color of Blood is a very dark, gritty story by reading the synopsis that you have posted on the website. Do you have other writings? I'm just kind of moving away from The Color of Blood for a moment. But do you do other writing as along in that veins too, the dark, gritty, the human reality type side?
I think that, you know, I'm really interested in telling, you know, stories about that are real life stories. People can relate to that, but I want to tell something that's also exciting. You know, a lot of the stories that are out there, a lot of the movies out there, to me, just kind of drag on. They don't, you know, they don't really keep your interest, and that's what's important for me, is to tell something that people can connect to, that can relate to, and it keeps your interest, maintains your interest. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming
from. TC, were you involved with his writing process? Would he write some stuff out and have you take a look at it, or what, did he pretty much just finish that up and say, here, take a look at this?
He ran the general idea by me, and I was enamored with it automatically, and I said, I want to really see something, you know, and then I just let Casey do whatever he's going to do, you know, right? And then I read it, and I said, wow.
TC said, I want to edit this.
Let me do everything. but it's very compelling toward the human side of things. And, you know, it's like a triumph over tribulation kind of, you know, and it is dark. I mean, but it's great. It, you know, we can rise above all these, hurdles that life throws us. When's the feature going to be made, Kate? I got to plug that.
All right. Well, if anybody's out there that has a lot of money that wants to produce a feature, then just give us a call.
There you go. Casey Kuchera and T.C. Jones is our guest today on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Do you draw from any other film influences or any other writing influences when you're sitting down with The Color of Blood and trying to, what you said was just a basically an article, and to get that fleshed out?
I think that, you know, I mean, I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan, and the stories that I like to tell are stories that, I guess, you know, that are dark, that are compelling, that kind of make you think, that kind of make you go, you know, wow, you know, and you think about how you would be in that type of situation, or how someone you know might be having to go through something like that. So, I don't know. I'm kind of my own person. You know, I love movies, and I love a lot of different genres, but telling a story that like this, that makes you feel, is really important to me.
So TC, after you read his script and the script was pretty much where it wanted to be, you guys must have sat down and started going through pre-production. Now, Casey, did you shoot this yourself, or did the two of you share the responsibilities for being behind the camera and shooting the scenes?
Well, actually, TC kind of came in on the back end of this whole thing. He's been with me through the whole process, but TC's not in the class that produced this film.
Okay.
So there's other individuals that were in the class that Ricky Huff is the producer of the film, and Greg Wallagora is a cinematographer, and Chris Kelly did the production design on it. So those people were really involved in the pre-production planning phases of the film.
So you took on the role of writer-director then for The Color of Blood?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you were able to really take those words, put your vision behind it, and able to focus on the actors and the way everything was going to, the final look on the film.
Right. And I did have a lot of involvement in the production of it. So, I mean, although I don't take an official producer credit in the film, I was involved in a lot of that process. And I want to say that we probably had about 30 people that were total that were involved in the production. And it's great. We don't really have time to go through all of their names here, but you can go on our website, which is www.thecolorofbloodmovie.com, and check out all of that stuff. And yeah, it was great. I mean, we shot over a weekend, 3 days here in Faulkner County, an old farmhouse out in Guy, Arkansas, during the ice storm that we had.
Oh, man.
So while all you people were, like, sitting at home by the fire, drinking your coffee and not going anywhere, I had 30 people out in the middle of driving down icy roads and coming and spending 14-hour days shooting with no electricity. You know, well, we had generators and kerosene heaters and all that. So
it wasn't that bad. It
was, that's a committed crew.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're great.
We've got a committed bunch at UCI, that's for sure. You know, among the other, you know, non-students that worked on it, I mean, it's, you'd be surprised. I mean, everybody came together.
That's what I hear a lot about for independent filming here in Arkansas. We're going to take a short break with our guests Casey Kuchera and TC. We're back, and we're speaking with Casey Kuchera and T.C. Jones on Arkansas Talent Conversations. Getting back now to when you shot The Color of Blood in an ice storm.
In an ice storm.
In an ice storm. That's great. I love it. So was this pretty much all a one-location shoot predominantly.
Yeah, that was really important to me to write a story that was one location, with just, we had a cast of five people. And because there is a lot of involvement when you get into making films, when you have to move your location. When we shot the space station, we shot in probably, I can't remember exactly, but I think we had 12 locations that we shot over the summer. And just to the logistics involved in moving it's so much more complicated when you do that. And it's a lot simpler if you try to narrow your focus to one location. And we were fortunate to find this old house that was built in, I believe it's built in 1912. It's an old dog trot.
I saw some of the stills that you had posted, and I could just tell just by the look of the stills that you took. So, again, that the house almost appeared as a character itself for the film.
Oh, it
just
definitely
by
is.
just by the stills that I saw.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did it take you a while to find that particular house? And when you did it just kind of click on you?
Oh, or? Yeah, it was. When I saw the house, I had to have it. It took probably about 2 or 3 weeks of me scouting around different locations, finding a house that I thought would work. And fortunately, I was working on another shoot for another UCA filmmaker, Emily Lane. And I passed by this house and I tracked down the owner, which happened to be the former mayor of Conway, David Kinley. He and his wife were great, and they let us use their place. And he, you know, I can't thank them more. I don't know what to say, but it wouldn't have been the same film without that location.
When you presented this to the actors that performed in the film, how did they react to the material in the script because it is so gritty and real?
Mm-hmm. Well, all the actors love the story, want to be a part of the story. I want to mention one of the actors that came in. We were able to get a Screen Actors Guild actor to come in from New Orleans. His name is Lance Nichols. Lance is a character actor in films. He was in. He's got a new series that's coming out, Treme, and it's been shot down in New Orleans. Okay. And he came up here and you know graciously participated in our production. We got him through the agency out of Little Rock.
Right.
We put out a notice. Yancey Prosser was a big help in helping us find Lance, and then the girl that plays Sibby in the film, the young girl Tiffany Collins, fantastic actress.
Wonderful.
She's really she's got a good future in that, and all of the other actors, Philip Shepherd, who plays the bad guy.
Oh, goodness. We still need to do some good PR. The women are going to hate him.
We we're really blessed to have the cast that we had. I don't know what more I can say.
Well, when they read the script and they started absorbing it and consuming it, and they were in front of that camera, did you give them much leeway to really use the material, or did you want them to really kind of stay strict to any dialogue that you written? Were you allowing them to ad lib once they understood the characters?
Well, I tried to give them the leeway that I could give them. It is a short story, so we really needed to be specific and stay true to the dialogue to tell the story. But as far as, what they put into it, it just brought all the characters to life. And I try to really, give them as much latitude. They came up with some good lines themselves that we added in, at the, you know, during the process. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I feel like it went really well, and they, you know, they couldn't say, I mean, they were just so grateful to be a part of the project, and hopefully it'll be well received by the public. We look for a release here toward the end of April, and hopefully all you guys can come out to the UCA Film Festival, which is on the 30th.
Right.
And we have to submit. We're not in the film festival yet, but we have to make the submission to be accepted. So,
our guest today is Casey Kuchera and T.C. Jones on Arkansas Talent Conversations. That's what we're getting into next now. That's Color of Blood, the movie. It's in the can. It's ready to go. And now you're working on submitting for the UCA Film Festival, correct?
Right. And the Little Rock Film Festival.
And the Little Rock Film Festival. And the UCA Film Festival, that's coming up the 30th of April, correct?
Right.
So that's where, hopefully, that's going to be the premiere of The Color of Blood, the movie.
Hopefully. We'll just have to leave it up to the people that, the selection committee. There's a lot of films being shot at UCA, and there's going to be several submissions, so, and there's only a limited amount of time, so we'll just have to cross our fingers and hopefully we'll be one of the ones that they will select. I think we have a different story, you know, so
right.
It should stand out amongst the group of films that are there.
Yeah, I just want to go backwards just a little bit. When you were writing the script, and after you had it edited, and TC, you did a lot of the editing on The Color of Blood then.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of musical score do you have with the short film?
We're still in the process of working on that.
Okay.
Kevin McLeod, is a musician, a composer that I came across on the internet, and he had some great stuff that we started incorporating in, and I got to give a shout out to him. Hopefully he's hearing this. Kevin McLeod, if you guys want to know more about him, he's got all kinds of great stuff out there. So you know, that we're really drawing a lot from him. And TC has a music background, so he'll be working on pulling together the stuff that Kevin's come up with and intertwining it in our story.
Yeah. So the music wasn't necessarily there at the beginning. Now that you have everything put together visually and your other verbal dialogue and background, now you're going to start to blend it together with your musical score.
Exactly. Yeah, you can get a little bit of a taste of some of the music that we're using in the trailer, which is posted up on the web. We have a Facebook fan page that you can come to be a part of. It's The Color of Blood movie, University of Central Arkansas movie. There's actually another film that's being shot out there that's called The Color of Blood. It's in another state. It's a feature film. So don't get confused. Look for Arkansas for The Color of Blood. For
and
the
Casey Kuchera.
Casey Kuchera. And
wonderful cabin picture. I love that picture.
That's yeah, cool. Yeah. So did I answer that?
Yeah, you got it. You got okay. it, man. We were talking earlier, and we had Eric and Jamie Dietz out the other day for an interview, and you told me that you and him went together and you started a fraternity?
Yeah, well, UCA has a new fraternity. It's a co-ed fraternity, a cinematic honors fraternity, Psi Delta Kappa. If you're a student at the UCA, you can apply to, I have to check with Leslie Allen, actually, is the president, and she pretty much spearheaded the organization. We're a part of it. There's several of us that are involved in it, and want to promote filmmaking in Arkansas and UCA and yeah, come join us. We're going to have a big, after the UCA Film Festival, we're going to have a big party afterwards, celebration of all the films and give out the awards, the Filmmakers Ball. And it's going to be held at the Connolly Country Club. And, just after that, that same night after the festival. So, everybody's welcome to come out to that. And we're, the Psi Delta Kappa is promoting that.
Sounds like a great networking opportunity also for all the filmmakers to get together, discuss the films, and also get to meet each other.
Right.
Other than just UCA students also.
Right. Hopefully you can, get, Leslie, to come out and be interviewed on the Arkansas Talent Database, Arkansas Talent Conversations, and talk about more about what she's doing, what her husband Brian is doing, and, the fraternity at UCA and all that. And
anything we can do to help to promote, you know, filmmaking, actors, and artists in the state, you betcha.
Yeah, we really want to thank you, Kevin. We think this is great, what you guys are doing out here and promoting the artist in Arkansas and getting us more recognition. There are people that are talented, as talented, or maybe even possibly even more talented than some of the stuff that you see that's been put out by the established movie industry.
I think so. From what we've seen and the people that Kat and I have met for doing these interviews, I've been very privileged and blessed to start to meet this huge community. Mm-hmm. And what we found out even when we started the Arkansas Talent Database. Okay, so we've got about 1 minute left to go.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and let's talk again about the two websites. The one is The Space Station.
TheSpaceStationMovie.com and TheColorOfBloodMovie.com. TC is our webmaster. He put all that together. I think we've got a little bit of work to do. We need to put a link to, so you can see the trailer from the Color of Blood movie. So if you actually go to thecolorofbloodmovie.com right now, I think we need a link there to send you over to our trailer, but we should be able to get on that pretty quickly.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's wonderful if you come in today. Casey Kuchera and Timothy C. Jones or TC. I want to thank you both for coming in. Your next project, really want to get to both of you back in here, after the school project is up, and let's talk about some more future filmmaking.
That'd be great.
Hopefully we'll do a Color of Blood feature.
I'd love to. That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to Arkansas Talent Conversations, a production of Logat Media. To find out more about Arkansas Talent Conversations and our guests, please visit the Arkansas Talent Database at www.arkansastalentdatabase.ning.com or visit Logap Media at www.logap.com. Until next time, Pekoi Laska Roost.